Okay, welcome, Parshat Pinchas. Towards the end of Parshat Pinchas, there's a account of the different Shvatim, or it's not like the count, but a breakdown, a listing of them. And when it comes to Shevet Levi, there's a few extra psukim, and one of them mentions again the death of Nadav and Avihu. So the Mefarshim will have to explain why that's mentioned again. We knew they died, we knew who Aaron's sons were. It's been mentioned numerous times. The Meshech Chachma points out that here the pasuk says Vayamad Nadav v'Avihu bakrivam eish zara lefnei Hashem, and Bemidbar Gimel pasuk Dalud, the pasuk tells us, and again is already in Bemidbar because we know they died in already in Vayikra, but here in Bemidbar Gimel it says Vayamad Nadav v'Avihu lefnei Hashem bakrivam eish zara lefnei Hashem Bemidbar Sinai uvanim lo hayu lahem vaychahen elazar v'tamar al pnei Aaron avihem. So it says, Nadav and Avihu died when they brought the foreign fire before Hashem, Bimid Bar Sinai. Okay, so that's something that's going to be strange. Bimid Bar Sinai. And they didn't have sons. And then it says, Elazar and Itamar were appointed to take over for them, also our own sons. So the Meshech Chachma quotes the Medrash that discusses this. What do you mean, Bimid Bar Sinai? Is that where they died? They only died later. It was already decided, decreed upon them, that they should die at Har Sinai. But the verdict was only carried out and came to fruition only later when they did this in the Mishkan. So what is that about? So he cites another Medrash. And the Medrash compares it to the following scenario. Imagine a king is marrying his daughter. So it's a very happy day for him to marry off the princess. And the princess's maid, close confidant, you know, somebody very close to the princess, does something wrong and needs to be punished. So if the king punishes her right now, won't the daughter's happiness at her wedding be slightly dampened? Her close friend just got punished by her father. See, the king decides, you know what I'm going to do? Push all that off until after the wedding. Let's have the happiest wedding day possible, and then I will. Then I'll deal with the matters. I'll punish whoever needs to be punished. So the Medrash says that's what happened here. Hashem was saying, Matan Torah, Har Sinai, that's my kid's wedding. And you know, we have all sorts of Mishalim, Shirashirim, etc., comparing Am Yisrael and the Torah to what happened to Mount Har Sinai to be their wedding, a marriage. So it's Am Yisrael's marriage. If he killed Nadav and Avihu right then and there when they deserved the punishment, you know why they deserved the punishment? The Pasuk tells us that vayechzu and she'achlu v'shatu vayechzu elokim. They ate and drank and saw God. Meaning, they didn't exactly what. There's different explanations in the Mefarshim, but I'm saying that's what the pasuk tells us, was that it was a time that they were eating and drinking instead of a spiritual experience that Mamad Arsina was supposed to be. So if Hashem killed them right then and there, so Am Yisrael is celebrating, we got the Torah, everything's great. But in the meantime, they're sad, they lost Nadav and Avihu, or Aaron HaKohen is sad over the loss of his sons. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits until after all the celebrations are done, and then they did that chait, a different chait, the Bakriva Meizara. So now let's implement the verdict that was already decided in Har Sinai, even though I delayed its implementation for a while. Meshech Chachma learns from this a very, very important lesson. And that is that there is a difference between din as performed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and as performed by human beings. For example, if a person does something and he's chayav mita, so the Beis Din implements mita. We don't go, well, if you implement mita, you know, now his kids are going to grow up without a father. His parents have to deal with the loss of a son. All sorts of people in society are dependent on this individual. That's human courts. Human courts maybe even can't take that into consideration. They have to, you know, if they let people connected to society get away with crime, then people are going to be doing a lot of crime. So they have to, they just have to have a rule. You do the crime, you do the time. You do the punishment, whatever it is. There's nothing to discuss about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't implement a mita unless on some level, now don't say this to any person who ever loses a relative, but on some level, we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken into consideration the fact that the father now lost a child. And that sadness for the father was decreed also not just that this person should die, but that that person should lose a child. That's the difference between Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Midas Bnei Adam. A human court, a human implementing whatever mishpatim it has, never takes that into consideration. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Now, don't take this halach lemaisa, because I think everybody should be getting life insurance. But the story is told about Rav Aryeh Levin. Rav Aryeh Levin refused to get life insurance. And he said, and they asked him why, and he said, well, right now, if I die, so my kids will be left fatherless. My wife will be left husbandless. And there'll be nobody to support them. So even if I am not worthy of being kept alive, maybe b'schut my kids and my wife, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping me alive. If I buy life insurance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can kill me, and my kids and my wife will be taken care of still. So again, not l'maisa. It's only people on the Madrega Rav Aryeh Levin's Amuna to not do that. You should get life insurance. But again, I think that is an example of the idea that the Meshech Chacham is getting at here. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu implements din, does this person deserve this? Yes. None of an Aviyu deserve to die already at Har Sinai. The king's daughter's Shushvina, her assistant, deserved punishment already. But because we don't want to dampen the celebration, we hold off on implementing the punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held off on implementing the punishment of Nadav and Aviyu until after all the celebrations are done. There's also a lesson there about not dampening people's celebrations, you know, not giving people bad news right before their family simcha. That's an important lesson too. But the lesson the Meshech Chachma specifically has is to realize the difference between Melech Malchei HaMelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imanish Le'echad, Kulam Chayavin. HaBen Chayav VaAv Gamkein. That's the Meshech Chachma's lesson that he derives from the delayed punishment of Nadav and Avihu. And again, as a side point, at the end of that pasuk in the beginning of Bamidbar, it says, "Vaychahen Elazar v'Tamar al pnei Aron Aviyam." What's the relevance of that? Well, who said that Elazar and Itamar deserve to lose a brother? So, this doesn't help us with them deserving to lose a brother. But in other words, the Meshech Chachma says Hashem calculated in their newfound status and newfound simcha with the role, together with the loss of their brother, in other words, to soften the blow so that it wouldn't be a time of only tzar for them, you know, something good would happen. I don't know if it's a, you want to call it a silver lining, but again, we as Bnei Adam don't always know these things. There are people who experience tragedies, and you should not try to point out silver linings to them or tell them they deserve it. That's not nice. But at the same time, that idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yimishum tzar alazar v'yitamar, shemeitu acheyem, shelehem lo nitchayvu lo be'egel, lo midbar Sinai, nonetheless, v'yichahen alazar, shahaya lahem iloy al-idezeh, shenatnu kohanim in koma. They became kohanim at that point. So, we see here a difference, a fundamental difference, it's a different magnitude, a punishment meted out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a punishment meted out, bidei Adam. Shkoyach.